Hi, my name is Percy, and I'm calling from Opinion Research. And today we're talking to people in Texas, and we'd like to ask you a few questions. So, are you registered to vote in Texas?
Si.
All right. So, in terms of political views, would you say you consider yourself to be Democrat, Republican, or Independent?
Republican.
Republican, all right. So, in this November's elections, which way are you more likely to vote? For Donald Trump as president, Ted Cruz for U.S. Senator, and now Republicans running for other offices here in Texas? Or would you say you're going to vote for a mix of Republicans and some Democratic candidates?
A mix.
A mix? All right. So, as you may know, every top election position in Texas state government is controlled by Republicans, and has been that way for the last 30 years. So, in your opinion, would you say that this Republican one-party rule is working well and it should continue, or do you think it's time for a change in direction and political leadership in Texas?
I think it should be more Republican.
All right. So, you think that the Republican one-party rule is working just fine?
Yes.
All right. So, which of the following is most important of a problem or issue facing Texas as of right now? Would you say it's abortion rights, the economy and inflation and jobs, gun violence, funding for public schools and teacher pay, violent crime, illegal immigration and the border, or health care costs or property taxes?
Illegal immigration.
Illegal immigration, all right. So, and which one would you say is the second most important issue?
Security.
Security, all right. So would you say maybe like gun violence then or violent crime?
Yes.
All right. So which one of those would you say it is?
Gun violence.
Gun violence, all right. So now I'm going to read you a list of some people, and if you could tell me your opinion about them. Would you say you have either a very favorable opinion about them, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable? And the first person is Ted Cruz.
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
What about Ken Paxton?
Somewhat favorable.
Kamala Harris?
Not very favorable.
So would you say very unfavorable then?
Very unfavorable.
All right. What about Laura Jordan Swift?
I don't know much about that person.
All right. No worries. What about Mark LaHood?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Very.
All right. Donald Trump?
Favorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat.
Colin Allred?
I can't remember.
All right, no worries. What about Steve Allison?
Can't remember that one either.
All right. What about Joe Biden? Hello?
Yeah, I'm thinking I'm like unfavorable.
Very or somewhat?
Somewhat. He should have done something about security.
All right. So, in the 2024 presidential elections, for who would you vote for if they were held today?
Unfortunately, it would have to be Trump.
Trump, all right. So, in the U.S. Senate election between Ted Cruz, the Republican, and Colin Allred, the Democrat, for who would you vote for?
Which of the two, I'm sorry?
So, the two are Ted Cruz, the Republican, or Colin Allred, the Democrat.
Oh, I don't know who that is now. He's bald, am I correct?
If I'm being completely honest, I'm not really sure as to how they look like. So
okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, it would be Colin. It would be Colin.
Alright,
thanks. He's a Democrat.
No worries.
Well, I'm not sure. Golly. Position.
Colin Albert is a Democrat. He is running for, I believe,
okay.
Congress. For Senate election. All right. So in the elections for Texas representative from the area, if they were held today, for who would you vote for? For Mark LaHood, the Republican, or Laura Jordan Schlitz, the Democrat?
Mark LaHood.
Mark LaHood, all right. So now I'm going to read you a few follow-up information about both of these state House district candidates. So Mark LaHood is a pro-Trump Republican criminal defense attorney, born and raised in San Antonio, and the father of four children. Mark is a proud conservative who believes that we are at a crisis point in our state and nation, and that now is a time for bold and unapologetic conservative leadership in government. He is endorsed by Attorney General Ken Paxton and Governor Greg Abbott because he will work with them to make sure our border and empower parents to make the best education decisions for their children. While Laura Jordan Schlitz, the Democrat, is a San Antonio native with a career in medical sales who raised five kids in our community, a former Republican herself, Laura will go to Austin and fight to fully fund our public schools, expanding affordable health care to more working Texans. She will also work to restore women's freedom of choice to have an abortion, as well as foster unity and respect. So based on those statements, for who would you vote for?
I still would vote for LaHood.
For LaHood, all right. So now I'm going to read you two statements about American culture, and if you could tell me which ones come closest to your opinion. Number one, the liberals' woke philosophy is wrong and is ruining America with DEI, teaching kids to hate America, saying it's a racist country, and promoting LGBTQ+ trans and transgender lifestyles. And statement number two says, America is a country built on the ideas of equality, tolerance, and inclusion for all people. Diversity makes us stronger, and everyone, regardless of their race or sexual orientation, must be treated fairly with equal opportunity.
Two.
All right. So, and I'm going to read you again two statements, but this time they're going to be about values and freedoms. And the first one says, agree with those who say Texans should have the freedom to make their own choices for themselves and their families without having their right of choices dictated by government politicians. And statement number two says, agree with those who support Texas Republican laws protecting traditional Christian values, including stopping transgender conversion for children and protecting the unborn and banning school library books with inappropriate sexual or racist content.
One,
all right. So which statement comes closest to what you think Texas should do about the situation at the border? Number one says, Governor Abbott is just putting on a political show by continuing to spend over $11 billion of Texas taxpayer money on his failed border policies, when that money could be better spent on schools and lowering the health care costs. Instead, the federal government should take over its responsibility to secure the border. Texas being overrun by illegal immigrants, and Governor Abbott is right to continue spending Texas tax money using the National Guard and physical barriers to stop it.
You see, the first one says that the federal government should be doing it. Am I correct?
The first one basically says that Governor Abbott is just putting on a show and that they should basically stop doing that and invest that money for other things. While the second statement says that Texas is being overrun by illegal immigrants, so Governor Abbott should continue doing what he's doing.
Number two,
all right. So do you agree or disagree with Texas laws protecting unborn life by banning abortions?
By unbanning, it should be a woman's choice.
All right. So would you say you disagree then?
Tell me the statement again because of the wording, that's why.
Oh, for sure. No worries. So do you agree or disagree with Texas laws protecting unborn life by banning abortions? So I can rephrase it if you would like. So basically, do you agree or disagree with Texas banning abortions?
Banning abortions?
Mm-hmm.
No, I'm in favor for abortions.
All right, so you would disagree then?
Yes.
All right. So in your opinion, which of these five is the worst thing about Texas's anti-abortion laws? And the statement goes, requires forced birth for rape victims, including girls as young as 11, takes away a woman's freedom to control their own bodies and healthcare decisions, no exceptions for when the life of a woman is at risk, punishes doctors who perform a medically necessary abortion with prison, or fines any family or friends $10,000 in assisting a woman traveling out of state to get a legal abortion.
All of them.
All right. But if you could choose just one, which one would you say is like the most,
wow,
like in your opinion, the most, the worst one?
Could you repeat them?
For sure.
I'm sorry.
So, no worries. It requires forced birth for rape victims, including girls as young as 11 years old. Takes away a woman's
requires
freedom.
What? I'm sorry. Takes, yeah. Requires what? For?
Requires forced birth.
First, forced birth.
Yeah, birth. Requires forced birth for rape victims, including girls as young as 11. Takes away a woman's freedom to control their own bodies and healthcare decisions. No exceptions for when the life of a woman is at risk. Punishes doctors who perform a medically necessary abortion with prison. Or fines any family or friends $10,000 for assisting a woman traveling out of state to get a legal abortion.
Boy, they're all bad. But, that's a tough one. I think the second one, anyway.
The second one? All right, thank you. So now I'm going to read you just a few statements about each candidate's running for state legislature that their opponents might make. And if you could rate your reaction to each of these as either being a very strong reason to vote against these candidates, a somewhat strong reason to vote against these candidates, or a weak reason. So the first one is Mark LaHood, endorsed by and embraces anti-vaccination organizations that promote conspiracy theories with no scientific proof about vaccinations that have helped eradicate serious diseases and viruses.
But there's no proof.
All right. So would you say this is a very weak reason to vote against Mark LaHood? Or would you say this is a very strong reason to vote against him? Or a somewhat strong reason?
Very weak.
Very weak, all right. Mark LaHood supports Governor Abbott's voucher plan that would siphon money away from our public schools and give it instead to private for-profit schools run by his contributors.
Totally against that. So it's, what was the place?
Yeah, so would you say this is a very strong reason to vote against?
That would be a very strong reason to vote against.
All right. Laura Jordan Swift and her Democratic pals would continue the Biden-Harris border policies that have allowed an invasion of illegals bringing dangerous drugs and a spike in migrant crime to our communities.
I'm totally against that.
All right. So would you say this is a very strong reason to vote against?
Against, yes. Very strong reason to vote against.
All right. LaHood is on record taking campaign contributions from a group even state Republican leaders. I'm sorry, from a group even state Republican leaders say it's wrong because they are connected to a Nazi sympathizer who openly advocates killing Jewish people and beating women.
And beating women.
Yes, and beating women.
I'm totally against. So, very unbearable.
All right. Swift is backed by the same big national liberals who advocate gun control and taking away rights to gun ownership.
Tell me again that one.
For sure. Swift is backed by the same big national liberals who advocate gun control and taking away rights to gun ownership.
Oh, that's an issue. So it's somewhat, what's it called?
A somewhat reason. Yeah, a somewhat reason to vote against them. All right. So Markle Hood claims to support police and safety, but makes his money as a lawyer defending criminals who physically attack cops, molest children, and commit murder.
That wouldn't bother me.
All right. So
somebody
would you say
does it.
All right. Would you say it's a weak reason to vote against them?
Correct.
All right. In the legislature, Laurel Jordan Swift would vote against parents having the right to use their tax money through an education savings account to send their child to a private school.
One more time, I'm sorry.
For sure. In the legislature, Laurel Jordan Swift would vote against parents having the right to use their tax money through an education savings account to send their child to a private school.
They can do whatever they want.
All right. So would you say it's a weak reason?
It wouldn't bother me at all. It's a weak reason.
All right. Markle Hood supports the Republicans' extreme ban on abortion that not only puts pregnant women's life at risk if they have a health emergency, but also criminalizes doctors performing life-saving care or anyone who assists a woman by traveling to another state to get a legal abortion.
That would be a real strong reason not to vote for him.
All right. So, Laurel Jordan Swift is just another liberal Democrat promoting woke DEI policies, gun control, and defunding the police.
I'm very against that.
All right. Very against. All right.
So that
Wilhood?
would be a real bad.
Yeah,
reason.
Would be a very
unfavorable. I would not want to vote.
Yeah, so that would be a very strong reason to vote against Laurel Jordan Swift.
Yeah, that's what it is. Mm-hmm. Yes. Uh-huh.
All right. If elected, Markle Hood is so extreme in his pro-life views that he would put parents' access to conceiving a child using medical science through IVF at risk of being made illegal in Texas.
Tell me one more time.
For sure. Markle Hood supports... I'm sorry. If elected, Markle Hood is so extreme in his pro-life views that he would put parents' access to conceiving a child using medical science through IVF at risk of being made illegal in Texas.
What's IVF? IVF?
IVF, yes.
I don't know what IVF is. That's fine.
Let me look it up right now. IVF... All right. It's vitro. In vitro fertilization.
Ah.
And it's one of the several techniques available to help people with fertility problems have a baby.
So tell me again one more time now that I understand that word.
Yeah, so if elected, Markle Hood is so extreme in his pro-life views that he would put a parent's access to conceiving a child using medical science through IVF at risk of being made illegal in Texas.
At risk of being illegal.
Yeah, at risk of being made illegal in Texas.
I'm totally against that.
All right, so a very strong reason to vote against.
Yes.
All right.
Wow.
And LaHood's campaign is bankrolled by West Texas and out-of-state billionaires who want to buy a representative who represents them and their extremist agenda, defending public education and restricting personal freedoms.
And restricting personal freedoms. Oof. Totally against, so.
All right.
Good reason for me to not vote for him.
All right.
Well, you're giving me good reasons not to vote for him.
Oh, well, we're trying to make it extremely equally. So that's why we're giving you some statements about Laurel and some statements about Markle Hood. Both of them. Some good, some bad. We try to keep it equal. So, and then last one. Laurel Swift is an extreme pro-abortion advocate.
I would say that would be a good reason for me to not to vote for that person.
All right. So would you say
you should have left abortion alone? Wow.
All right. So would you say this is a very strong reason to vote against? A somewhat strong reason to vote against, or a weak reason to vote against?
Very strong reason to vote against.
All right. So after hearing all these statements about Markle Hood and his beliefs, as well as kind of like things about Laurel, about the other candidate, would you say you would disagree or agree with the statement? Mark LaHood is the kind of Republican that is just too extreme for Texas.
I would say that's correct.
All right. So lastly, after hearing those kind of statements about record and policies, I'm going to read you some statements about some of the candidates running for state representative. In this case, it's Laurel Jordan Swift. And for each one, if you could please tell me if your reaction to this is either very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative. So the first one is, Laurel believes that the best way to prevent mass shootings is with responsible gun ownership and sensible laws like raising the age to purchase assault weapons to 21 and requiring mental health background checks for gun sales.
I agree. So
very positive then?
Very positive.
All right. As the Republican in power continues to take millions in campaign cash from the big insurance companies and refuses to do anything about the skyrocketing cost of insuring a home or a vehicle, squeezing Texas consumers, Laurel Jordan Swift says it is time to change who Austin looks out for and will take on the greedy insurance corporations to give Texas families relief from rising rates.
Totally agree.
Very positive then?
Very positive, sorry.
All right, no worries. Thank you. So Laurel Jordan Swift knows that Texas must act now to reduce the cost of homeownership. She will lower property taxes for homeowners by ending the special break Republicans have created for businesses and their corporations to challenge their taxes and not pay their fair share.
Please repeat.
For sure. Laurel Jordan Swift knows that Texas must act now to reduce the cost of homeownership. She will lower property taxes for homeowners by ending the special breaks Republicans have created for businesses and big corporations to challenge their taxes and not pay their fair share.
Oh. Strongly agree.
So very positive?
Very positive.
All right, thank you. Laurel Jordan Swift is a strong and consistent supporter of public education. She says the state should use its massive $33 billion budget surplus to fully fund our schools, increase teacher pay, and relieve pressure on local property taxes.
Very favorable.
All right. In the legislature, Laurel Jordan Swift will support expanding health care to more Texas working families by using available federal Medicaid money, just as 41 other states do.
Wow. By reducing Medicaid or Medicare?
Medicaid. So they're going to support expanding health care to more Texas working families by using available federal Medicaid money.
Sometimes it affects the elderly too.
So would you say about this statement, you're like very positive, somewhat positive, neutral, or negative?
Neutral.
Neutral, all right. Laurel Jordan Swift believes Texas women should have the freedom to make their own healthcare choices and not have the government dictate that they cannot have an abortion, including one medically necessary to save a woman's life.
Very favorable.
All right. A former Republican herself, Laurel Jordan Swift has watched Texas Republicans forget about what matters, common sense, and working to make sure that families across Texas have what they need to live good, healthy lives. In Austin, she'll work with anyone to lower property taxes, fund our schools, and bring back the fundamental freedom the Texans have taken from us.
Very favorable.
In the legislature, Laura will support public schools by opposing the diversion of taxpayer money for private school vouchers.
Very favorable.
All right. And Laurel thinks Austin politicians just need to use some common sense and talk to one another. She will be a bipartisan, pragmatic problem solver if the legislature working with Republicans and Democrats to get things done.
Very favorable.
All right. Thank you. So kind of having heard all of this information, for who would you vote for? For Michael Hood, the Republican, or Laurel Jordan Swift, the Democrat?
Laurel. What's her last name? Laurel?
Laurel Jordan Swift.
Jordan Swift. That's mm-hmm. what I would vote for.
All right. So, in terms of gender, what do you identify yourself as?
Female.
Female, all right. And would you mind sharing your age, or would you rather I give you some ranges and you tell me which one you fit in?
Give me a range.
All right, so the ranges are 18 to 39, 40 to 54, 55 to 64, or 65 and above.
55 to 64.
All right. So do you consider yourself to be either Hispanic, Mexican, or of any Spanish or Latino ancestry?
Hispanic.
All right. So do you have at least one college degree that requires 4 or more years to obtain?
Yes.
All right. Now, if you could, I'm going to read you, like, where some places where people get their news or entertainment sources. And if you could please tell me if you use them regularly. So the first one is YouTube TV.
It's what?
YouTube TV.
Oh, I see. Somewhat.
All right. So this one's just easier. It's just yes or no. So do you use this one?
I do.
All right. What about TV streaming, like Hulu, ESPN, Peacock, or Paramount?
All of those.
All right. TV channels like MSNBC or CNN?
Those two.
All right. TV channels like Fox, Fox News, or OAN?
All no? those two.
Oh, you do?
I switch.
All right. What about Twitter or X or TikTok or Instagram?
Not really.
All right. And what about Facebook or Meta?
I do.
All right.
Yes, I do. Uh-huh.
All right. Well, this will conclude our survey. So thank you so much for your time. I truly appreciate it. And hope you have a great rest of your day.
I've always wondered how this is done. Now I know.
Oh, all right. Well, we're glad you had a first polling experience. But thank you so much. I truly appreciate it.
Well, thank you for letting me know which one to vote for.
Oh, all right. All right. Well, goodbye.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.